So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso regarding the Isra of Stam Yenam, Asra Ba'anav Min Rabbanan. Wine that belongs to an Akum is forbidden in all benefits of Min Rabbanan because, as Rashi explains, Dilma Naschei, there's concern that the Akum might have poured the wine for Avodah Zarah, which, if he did, becomes Asra Ba'anav Min Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan, Yain Mevushal, Va'aluntashal Akum Asurin. Wine that an Akum cooked and aluntas, a certain drink that an Akum made with old wine, are forbidden because there is a concern for Dilma Naschei before the Akum cooked the wine or made aluntas. However, aluntis kibriyas muteris. If a Jew made aluntis and then gave it to the Akum, it's permitted and there is no concern for nisach because they do not pour aluntis to the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael both said two halachas. Yain mazug ein bo mishum giloy. Diluted wine that was left uncovered is permitted for drinking, and there's no concern that a snake drank from the wine and ejected some of its poisonous venom into it, because as Rashi explains, shein nachash sheisa hemena, snakes do not drink diluted wine. Also, yain mevushal ein bo mishum nisach, wine that a Jew cooked and then gave it to an Akum is permitted, and there's no concern for nisach because they do not pour yain mevushal for avodah zarah. The Gemara inquires, ibaylhu, yain mevushal yesh bo mishum giloy or ein bo mishum giloy. If cooked wine was left uncovered, is there a concern for giloy? And the Gemara cites several Amaram who all hold yain mevushal ein bo mishum giloy. There is no concern for giloy because snakes do not drink yain mevushal. Regarding the halacha of yain mazik, ein bo mishum giloy, the Gemara makes the following distinction. Rav Papa says, lo yamarin el de mazik tuva, ein bo mishum giloy. Only for wine that was fully diluted is there no concern for giloy, because lo yashasi, the snakes do not drink from this wine. Ava mazik v'loy mazik yesh bo mishum giloy. For wine that was only semi-diluted, there is concern for giloy, because shasi, the snakes do drink from this wine. The Gemara, however, mentions two incidents, one in which a snake did not drink even mazik v'loy mazik, and one in which a snake drank even mazik tuva. And although the Gemara distinguishes between the circumstances, the Gemara, however, concludes, Piruka l'sakanta. We cannot go with these explanations for the concern of giloy, because it's a life-threatening matter. Therefore, Rava says, Hilchas ha-yayin mazug yesh b'mishum giloy, v'yesh b'mishum yayin nesach. Halachas of giloy and yayin nesach apply even to fully diluted wine. However, regarding yayin mevushal, im b'mishum giloy, v'im b'mishum yayin nesach, the halachas of giloy and yayin nesach do not apply to cooked wine. The Gemara proceeds with various halachas regarding giloy. Rav le'shasi mebe'ar ma, amar le'zihir b'giloy. Rav would not drink water from a non-Jew because he held that since they're not particular about giloy, they do not cover their water. However, Rav would drink water from a Jewish widow even though she is not familiar with the halachas of giloy, because she maintains her husband's tradition to cover the water. While Shmuel did the opposite, Shmuel would not drink water from a Jewish widow because since she has no husband, she's not careful to cover the water. However, maybe arma ashasi nihida gilui le kapti am the karusa mi kapti. Shmuel would drink water from a non-Jew because even though they're not particular about giloy, they are particular about cleanliness and they do cover the water to prevent dirt from falling into it. The Gemara mentions a second version. Rav le shasi mayim mebe arma avum mebe armalta shasi. Shmuel le shasi mayim loy mebe arma veloy mebe armalta. The Gemara proceeds with the wines for which there is no concern for giloy. Reb Shuman Levi says, Shalosh yenesein, ve'ein bahem mishum giloy. There are three types of wine for which there is no concern for giloy because the snakes do not drink from these wines. Ve'eluhein, chad, mar, matuk, very strong wine, bitter wine, and very sweet wine. And the Gemara mentions a machlikus on whether these wines are of inferior quality or of superior quality. Rish Lakish says, Karina ein bo mishum giloy. There's no concern of giloy on sweet wine that comes from Asya because snakes do not drink sweet wine. However, in Asya, yesh bo mishum giloy because chamar medina hu, since sweet wine is their common drink, the snakes are used to drinking this wine. Rabba says, Hai chamar de akrum, wine that began to sour, atlasa yoimi yesh bo mishum giloy u'mishum yayin nesach. Within the first 3 days, there is concern for both giloy and yayin nesach because the wine is still potable. However, mikam ve'elach, ein bo mishum giloy ve'ein bo mishum yayin nesach. After 3 days passed, there is no concern for giloy and yayin nesach because the wine is not potable. While the Nardai hold, afil labasat lasa yemi chashinim mishum giloy, even after 3 days passed, there is a concern for giloy because zimrin, mikri, shasi, sometimes the snake drinks even from spoiled wine. Yayin toisis, ein bo mishum giloy. There is no concern for giloy on fermenting wine within the first 3 days after it was pressed. Hashachalayim ein bahem mishum giloy. There's no concern for giloy on wine mixed with cress because snakes would generally not drink from it. However, ubnei geila nagu behen iser v'loy marin el deles buchala. The bnei geila were concerned for giloy if there was no vinegar mixed into it because snakes would sometimes drink from it. Aval is buchala migari buhu. The bnei geila were not concerned for giloy if there was vinegar mixed in it because the vinegar irritates the snakes. Kutacha bavli, yemer mishum gilui. There's no concern begilo on a food made with bread and curds, because chazaku kuchametz, this food is sharp like vinegar and irritates the snakes. However, ubnei gaila nagu ba yisr. Rav Menashe adds, I ispo nakuri chashinan. If the food was bitten into, then we are concerned for gilui. Shmuel says, may tif tif imbo mishum gilui. There's no concern begilo on water that was dripping continuously, because as Rashi explains, hanachesh shemei ubeirech, the snakes run away from the sound of the dripping. Shmuel says, pi te'ena imba mishum gilui, there's no concern for gilui on the mouth of a date. Rav Safra Mishum Bishua Deroima says, shlei shemini erasein, there are three types of venom that snakes inject into food and drink. Shalbachor shekeya, the strong venom of a young snake sinks to the bottom. Shalbeini mifafeya, the average venom of a middle-aged snake remains in the middle. Vishalzak in saf, the weak venom of an old snake floats on top. And therefore, as Rashi explains, chavish in the skala, if a barrel of wine was left uncovered, rishon lo yishta shemenachash zokin shasa sham b'tzalfa aris, lamala, one may not be the first to drink from the wine on top, because perhaps an old snake drank from it and his venom floats on top. And tzayim lo yishta shemenachash beini hayim mefafeya, one may not drink from the wine in the middle, because perhaps a middle-aged snake drank from it and his venom remains in the middle. Shasa memenu tisha b'le mesu lo yishta memen asiri, one may not drink from the wine at the bottom, even if nine others already drank, because perhaps a young snake drank from it and his venom sank to the bottom. The daf concludes with the braisa that mayim shenizgalu, water that was left uncovered, may not be used not only for drinking, but for any use in which it could come into contact with a person, because it can harm him by penetrating the skin.